Well, good morning. Joy. You know, in a week, in a day, or a moment, sometimes we think our emotions can change from being happy. And there's a difference between happiness and joy. And well, hopefully today, God and the Holy Spirit will help us learn it. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to you, we ask the Holy Spirit inspire us. Let us review this simple word, joy, and may we find that in our eternal state with you, that our joy cannot be changed. Our joy is in Jesus Christ. Our happiness may change, but our joy is always there in you. We thank you in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. Joy. Originally in the Latin and the Old French, it was to be glad or to rejoice. And today, in Webster's Dictionary, or if you were to ask somebody, it simply means pleasure or happiness. It's lost its root. The biblical joy comes from God. It transforms and regenerates us. And it's one of the fruits of the Spirit known in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. When you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you experience a relief of your sins. That should bring you what? Some of you have it. Joy. Aren't you glad you're not responsible now in the sense of having to pay a price for your sinful state? That as God has provided, you now have union with him, and he sees you as he sees his own son. That should bring you joy. Now, in your day, does that change? Does your relationship with God change by the pressures of today? No, you're still what? A child of God. And therefore, no one can steal your joy. Joy, the little thing of something. Is there anything that would give it for the letters so that we remember certain things? Well, the first in joy, the J is for Jesus. Jesus comes first. And in your life, in whatever you do, whatever your plans should be, it ought to include who? Jesus, the author, the finisher, the one that provides you the eternal joy. The O is for others. And thank you for sharing how ministry of this church reaches others that we don't know. You know, you go out, you pull an envelope off the tree. At first, I thought, well, there'll be a name, maybe address, something that you do. I open it up, and I said, oh, nothing in there. But then to know that you pray about it, you put something in, and we don't know where it's going, who it might touch, but it's through the love of God that this church reaches out on a regular basis. If you think about all the things that this little church does, reaching out to a community, and God blessed it that we had in mind to only be able to maybe reach a few people or a certain amount, and we were blessed to be able to do more. And in sorrow, in life's hardships, and everything else, it gives us the opportunity to witness for Christ and what we do, and to give them joy. In hardship of death and other things that might come to mind, it might steal the happiness of the time. But to know that somebody in the community cared enough. And today, as we go out to the world, there are people hurting. And some tell me that they have called numerous churches for help. And the churches aren't responding. But the blessedness of this church is that we reach out. And we want to share what we have. And that's the joy of Christ. So J is for Jesus, O is for others. And why is yourself? The Bible tells us you have to what? Learn to love yourself. You need to invest in what? Yourself. And what you need to be doing to sustain and feel that joy is to be in God's Word, to be in fellowship, to be able to give and to serve. And that should bring you that joy. You're reminding yourself on a constant basis what God has done for you to give you that sustaining eternal joy. God forgave our sins. God supplies our needs. God has given us a comforter to be able to empower us to do things that we're not that brave to do. He gives us the scripture that maybe we thought, oh, I have to do Bible memorization. I didn't know it, but it came to mind when I needed it. It gives us an opportunity to pray to the Almighty, to have that relationship with Him, to know that He cares so much that any time, any day, whenever, I can pray and He's there to listen. That should give us joy. Jesus, others, yourself. Robert Louis Stevenson said, to miss the joy is to miss everything. We talked about peace, the peace of God. We've talked about hope, and we need that, especially in a world today. But we need to be reminded that there's joy and nobody can steal it away. Joy needs to be a culture. It needs to be the root of your foundation in Christ Jesus. As you look how you built your faith, there ought to be that joy in your relationship with God. Isaiah, as we read through there, Isaiah means Jehovah salvation. And that's what the people in that day, if you read, were looking for some relief. There was evil in the world. There was being enslaved. And is there evil today in the world? A little bit. Turn the TV on, radio stations, even music today. You can see, you can feel the tensions of people. There's a lot more, it seems to be, frustration or hate in the world than there happens to be love for each other in the world. And in Isaiah is the most, that's the second most quoted Old Testament book in the New Testament. What did it tell us about as we read Isaiah? There is a coming kingdom coming. It was going to transform a desert out of all places. It was going to defeat rebellious nations. It was going to provide a highway to holiness. And who was going to be there? God's redeemed people. And when they looked at what the change would occur, what did they see in the people? We see that they're going to be singing. There's everlasting joy. There's a crown for them as a reward. There's gladness and joy. David in Psalm 51:8 said, make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. If you read that passage, you find that David sinned, and it had become known, and he had been broken down, and he was looking to feel and know that joy again. A renewedness of joy, a clean heart, a renewed spirit. There are different stories in the Bible in regards to joy. There are some, I came across three that you might want to look up and spend time as it. In Genesis chapter 21, 1 through 3, Sarah talks about Isaac. Isaac's name means laughter. And if you read it, Sarah basically says, here's an old woman, how's she going to have a child? I'm going to be laughed at. And then the son is called laughter. Matthew 2, 10 through 11, Jesus' birth. The wise men, it says, were filled with great joy. God's greatest gift had come to earth. And they knew. Romans 15, 13. There's a joy in sharing the good news. What's the good news? The love of God for them. How Jesus died on a cross and paid the penalty that they might be free from sin and have a relationship with Him, and that would give them the sustaining joy. And if you ever get to share with somebody and you see their ways change or you see them come to God, what a great joy that is. Acts 13, 49 and 52. Paul and Barnabas shared up, and they were just excited to go out together to share the good news. There was a survey done on children in Melbourne, Australia. And it said, what was the thing that saw the children kind of change and be at peace and seem to have that sustaining way? One, it said sleep. How many of you could use a little more sleep? It said it made the children twice as happy having more sleep. They felt secure and they felt safe. They, like I said, play was important. You know, today play has changed, isn't it? You see kids at computers, and somebody was telling me the other day that certain tasks that they would normally do, they can't do anymore because they've been using the thumbs and everything, but they have not been able to use all the dexterity of their hands. But play, it was powerful. It gave them the ability to have creative development. It created structure and it reduced stress. Sometimes we need to, even as adults, play. Then the other thing with the children is what they enjoyed, taking trips, because it gave them adventure. And then the last even went into adulthood. What gave that inner joy and that feeling was companionship. It wasn't isolation. It was finding somebody to be with and have a companionship. And if you're in Christ Jesus, you never lose that. You always have Him as your companion. Matthew tells us that the Messiah was to come. What was the proof? It said, well, the blind are going to see. The lame's going to walk. The leper is going to be cleansed. The deaf can hear. And the dead will be raised. John the Baptist was asking, is this really the Messiah? Is this the one that we are to look to? And he sees that it is. Chris Tomlin wrote a song, and this is just some of the verses out of his song. He said, Jesus, Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sinners, the ransom from heaven, Jesus, Messiah, Lord of all. His body, the bread, the blood, the wine, broken, poured out all for love. The whole earth trembled and the veil was torn. Love so amazing, love so amazing. All our hope is in you, all the glory to you, God, the light of the world. And from that psalm, this joy is what he's talking about, is the culture that we need to have. How do we do that? One of our dear brethren today told me, you haven't given us any homework assignment. So guess what? He asked, you shall receive. So your part, as you look at joy this week, is I want you to pull out your Bible. Do it on the phone, dust it off, and go to the book of Philippians. And Paul wants to write to the church and tell them about this joy that we have in Christ Jesus. And he says, don't think that I don't know life. He said, I have found out there were times where I was very blessed, and I found times where I was in need. I found out times where everybody treated me well, and even gave me some honor. But I also know what it's like to be even in prison for my beliefs. And this letter is written while Paul's in prison. He knows when he was full and enjoyed food, and he also knew when he was hungry. And so he says, I want you to know, I've experienced many of the things that you experience, but I want to tell you, when I write this letter, about this special joy as believers that we can have. Listen to just a few parts. He tells us in verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. At first I thought that was written just for the men, because sometimes we don't listen, so it's said again. But I think it's written really for all of us as believers that we need to be reminded of that. Verse 5, let your moderation be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Folks, the Lord Jesus Christ, we celebrate his birth, but he is coming again. Yes? He's coming again to rapture, to take up the church. Verse 8, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report, in the virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. And you will need to go back to that verse later this week, maybe even today. And then you know verse 11. I have learned, in whatever state that I'm in, I will be content. You can be content today in realizing the joy you have in your Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.